When Quinn announced the special session more than 2 weeks ago, he repeatedly said it was imperative that lawmakers do their job and send him pension legislation. He said he'd work hard toward that goal.
I intend to push the legislature to do its job night and day between now and the 19th of this month when we resume action.
Last month, the General Assembly had two major plans to deal with the nearly $100 billion in long-term pension liabilities. One passed the Senate, the other the House, and there they sat. The Chicago Democrats who lead each chamber have significantly different views on their counterpart's plan. Senate President John Cullerton says the House proposal is likely to be thrown out by the courts. House Speaker Mike Madigan says the Senate plan doesn't save nearly enough money. It was never clear how Quinn's one-day special session would help bridge that divide, and in the days before lawmakers returned to Springfield, he dusted off an old legislative maneuver, the conference committee. When the House finally met, the action was over in a matter of seconds.
You've all heard the lady's motion. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it. The motion is adopted.
The committee comprises five senators and five members of the House, with a 6-4 Democratic majority. Conference committees used to be much more common, but there hasn't been one in years. University of Illinois Springfield professor Charlie Wheeler sees it as something of a stunt.
I do a column for Illinois Issues every month.
Wheeler's been writing about state politics for decades.
And sometimes I sit here at the computer screen and I'm stuck. I can't think of a good way to get into the subject. I can't think of the lead.
So maybe he looks for inspiration.
I might say, hey, instead of trying to do it on the computer, why don't I haul down the old typewriter that sits on top of a file cabinet and do it on a manual typewriter? And to me, that's the same difference here.
In other words, whether through garden variety legislative meetings that happen all the time or by reaching up on the old filing cabinet and dusting off the conference committee, it's all about finding compromise, which gets back to what Wheeler thinks is the real reason Quinn and the legislative leaders are forming this committee.
It's a way to make it look like something really substantive and important is happening when in fact it's not.
That view is shared by Tom Cross, the House Republican leader. He was asked what a conference committee could get done that the legislative leaders couldn't do themselves.
It's a fair question. I think that today was more of a face-saving move for folks.
Cross says the key is what happens in the next few weeks.
Are we going to see a conference committee that's meeting every day, or is it kind of just going through the motions and going nowhere? And that's time will tell on that, and I don't control that.
Representative Elaine Nekritz from Northbrook is more optimistic. She's one of three House Democrats appointed to the conference committee. She says May 31st, the last day of regular session, was a turning point. Both the House and Senate thought there would be enough pressure to force the other to knuckle under and pass their pension plan.
When that didn't happen, I think we both have now taken a step back and said, all right, we've got to find a way to get through this. And I feel it's to me like there's a real commitment to do that.
8 of the 10 men and women on the committee are on record as favoring the Speaker's pension plan. It remains to be seen how much either side will be willing to move. For his part, Governor Quinn is impatient. He's set yet another deadline for the legislature to get something to his desk, July 9th, less than 3 weeks away. But Cullerton, the Senate president, says there's another problem with rushing. Because it's after May 31st, the state constitution says any legislation passed with just a simple majority would have a delayed effective date.
So as a practical matter, I think this is important. As much as we'd like to solve this as soon as possible, no bill we would pass would take effect until June of next year.
After the hoopla of a special session, Governor Quinn declaring victory, and both optimistic and pessimistic predictions about the conference committee, the truth is, Illinois is no closer to solving its pension problem than it was before the special session. And no one really knows if that's about to change. I'm Brian Mackey.